the area of Teruvus Chometz, which has a very special position insofar as opposed to Teruvus in general, Teruvus Esser. Right, so the question is, these things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, so why are they mentioned? So the Gemara asks the question why they're mentioned. The Gemara says in order that people should know. But that really doesn't necessarily mean that simply the Mishnah is going to go around mentioning products. I mean, it means that there are things that are in this method, you see, and the Mishnah is mentioning the most prominent of them. But nevertheless, the question we have to ask is, do these things make up a specific form of chametz? In other words, a specific form of chametz? Or is it just a taruvus? I mean, it would be difficult to understand why the Mishnah has to mention. I mean, I'm not going to come to a conclusion because, it's just a theoretical question. But nevertheless, I think both sides have to be analyzed. In other words, is it a halacha that these things are a type of chimutz, which is qualitatively differentiated, a different kind of chimutz process? It's a chimutz b'miktzas. You see, like he says, that kuta chabavle she mafarim bo pirur lechem lachmitzo. Doesn't say she yesh bo pirur lechem, but mafarim bo pirur lechem lachmitzo. It means it's a chimutz, but it's not a chimutz gomor. Okay? See? As opposed to lechem, which is always chimutz gomor. Or does it simply mean taruvus chametz? Any chametz, and anything which has a taruvus of chametz mixed in. Right, now the Mishnah, the way the Torah writes it, it would not lend itself to the second interpretation, as just a taruvus chametz. Okay? Because otherwise, why does he have to mention this point, that it's machmitz, and then each one he says the same thing. You see, sheikha amadi shnos nebos orum umayim umachmitz. Chametz adomi okay, that just tells you. But the same idea. In other words, same idea. So that would seem to say that it's a chimutz b'miktzas, not it's miktzas chometz. It's chimutz b'miktzas. It's a very special process. That would be a totally different concept. Now the Rambam is difficult because the Rambam he starts off similar to this, where he says, "O dvarim adomim le'elu." Am I right? He says, "Yeah." Al paragalav aval yaval iruv chometz kudach abav shechamari v'chol adom elohen midvarim shachometz meuruv b'hen. I mean, he should have said v'chol davish yesh b'tavros chometz. So there he seems to imply like the tour. That has to be dom Elohim midvarim shachametz meuravan. Okay, machlam bePesach logos. So that seems to be a partial type of chimutz, right? But then he says a strange thing. B'med v'amalon kisha'ochal kizayis chametz betocha taruvus b'kdei achilas shalosh beitzim hu shalokam anatara. Avolim ein betaruvus kizayis b'kdei achilas shalosh beitzim afapish aslo lechol lemachlam enaloka. So there he seems to be saying it's totally in the amount of chometz that's contained in the taruvus. So if that's the case, then it's not dependent on, he requires that you have a kezayis chometz b'soch achilas pras. So then it's just a question of how much chometz is ma'uriv. That's the opposite concept. So the Rambam seems to be, on the surface, the Rambam is difficult. He seems to be saying two opposite things. One is that it's a qualitatively differentiated type, a species of chimutz, which is chimutz b'miktzas. On the other hand, he seems to say that it's a quantitative question of how much is in the taruvus. So I don't understand the Ram. Let's leave Ram. There's something missing there. But the Torah seems to be learning that it's definitely a chimutz, like the first half of the Ram. It's a chimutz b'miktzas. Okay. Go ahead. The kutach is a kind of souring process with like a yogurt type thing, it seems. But the difference lalacha would be if you had a taruvus. I mean, if you had a taruvus which is not the machmitz, so then it would be mutter completely, according to the Torah. Okay, and then I'll tell you. And then when he continues the Torah, it seems to go along the same way. O chometz below taruvus. Ela she'eino chometz gomor. You see? So he's saying, so it seems to be, what he's saying is that he's following Ruch HaShacham Karnas HaChametz Nuksha. See, now what's Chametz Nuksha? It fits right in. He's saying it's all one halacha, according to him, which is beautiful in terms of the consistency. In other words, what he's saying is, there's three cases, basically, which he says would be the same. So what is Chametz Nuksha? Chametz Nuksha is one of two cases. Either you have Chametz, where the Chimutz process is incomplete, like the Gemara mentioned, Sior, or else Chametz Nuksha means where the Shem Ochel is incomplete. The Chametz process is complete, but it's not a Dover Ochel, so it's lacking in the Shem Ochel. So it's incomplete, either case. It doesn't matter. So then, according to that, I mean, according to that, then the tour would be perfect. The tour is saying there are three cases. Two cases on the Chametz Nuksha, which are incomplete, and then you have the Taruvus case, where the Chimutz is incomplete, not because the process was inhibited per se, like in the case of Sior, but because it's a mixed process. It's a mixed process. You see. If you would say that way in the Torah, so without any other sources, without any other sources, the what about the question of if you take chametz and you mix it in, a ordinary Taruvus chametz? So that I would say that works under the general properties of the Kol HaTorah Kula. Of Kol HaTorah Kula, whatever the shear is, look up the shear over there. But this doesn't. You see? This doesn't go. According to the Torah, this doesn't work with you with the ordinary shear. This is a separate thing. Like these things, like the you don't have to measure, and it's not totally in any kind of measurement. These things are chimutz. And therefore, even though it's not chametz gomor, but it's a taruvus chametz. And a taruvus chametz, it comes, it's a separate kind of, it's only possible by chametz, actually. Because by Shari Surim, the process is not a, Shari Surim is not a process, it's a chefza. Chaza is a chefza, it's not a process. But over here, where it's a process, so it lends itself to a different kind of taruvus. Different shem taruvus. I mean, it's very good. Okay. Yeah, so the first case by Zuma shel tzavoyim, amilon shel tabachim, it's pas shelo evi shlish, and it's nosan sa pikidera lisho vazuma. V'kum shesof marosan sa mikemach vasof medabkim bo niyoroseyem. So the first one, well, whatever. I mean, okay, it's not either. The first one seems the process is not complete. The second one seems that it's not the Shem Ochel is not complete. Okay, that's what it seems. But anyways, but those are the definitions. That's what Chometz Nuksha is. Anyways, so he says Kol Elu. Go ahead.
Kol Elu, the Rabbi Eliezer in the lab, the Amen Kari was borrowed after the Hatzos of the Rebbe. After God, the time went to Rabbi Shimon, the work time for Chometz by Dei Taruben. Many years she died after that. But if she is still at the end, the most Shahaya Mitara Chometz Bay.
So let's explain. Yeah. So the question is, why is he bringing this Taruvus case? So the answer is like this: that his question is that since Taruvus Chometz, we separate out, and we say all kinds of Taruvus Chometz. Lacha Pesach is Mutter. So the question is, so you might think that since he's Mekel in Taruvus Chometz, that there's no Knas Lacha Pesach. So maybe he distinguishes that between lav and between lav and between chiyuv karis. You see that chiyuv karis you have a knas of chametz of alav pesach, but chiyuv lav you don't have a knas of chametz of alav pesach. In other words, the knas is only where it's an issa chomor and not an issa kal. Okay, that's what you might think. Then you might interpret him to mean that chametz al yedei taruvus is really, there's no din of chametz shel alav pesach. Okay? There's no din of chametz shel alav pesach. Okay. It's hard to know exactly what it was afterward, but let's just leave it minimal. Okay? That's what he's saying. Now, but the fact is really, it's not so. That even though we paskin, that chametz de teruvis, lachar pesach, is mutter, but we have to distinguish between two types of chametz of teruvis. One is that it was nesar of lachar pesach, and one is was Nesar of Kodem HaPesach. And what's the distinction? That Lach HaPesach, why is it Mutter? Why? So one possibility is that the Knas is a Knas Bitzu Rasa. That the Knas is a Knas on the Tzu Rasa Dolo. So if it remains b'tzuras alachar Pesach, so then what's the din? It's awesome. But if you ma'ariv it and it loses its tzura, so once it lost its tzura, there's no knas on it. You see, that's one way to learn. Okay, but if it's in the same tzura as it was on Pesach, even though it was nisarev, since you're over in Bali Rav Bali Matzah, it doesn't matter if it's a Kalos Hachoma, but you're over in Bali Rav Bali Matzah, it's going to be us, Alach HaPesach. Okay? That's one way to learn. It's not that hard. The better way to learn it. It's not Alach of Tzura. Because why should Tzura make a difference? I mean, you could say Knas is only Tzura, but I'm just saying, you don't have to say that. The Halacha is like this. The Halacha is that when you say Taruvus, so Taruvus is a secondary phenomenon. Correct? You say not only the thing is Asur, but a Ruvo is also Asur. Right? Yeah. So the thing is like this. So what they said was that in the Chefze Shel Isser of Chomet She'Ovel of HaPesach, they didn't apply the second halacha of a Ruvo. You see? It's not Osur B'Taruvasa. It's a... But if the taruvas took place on Pesach, so certainly it's also the taruvas on Pesach. So then Lacha Pesach is going to have to be also. See, in a knas, they said the dover is niknas, is a dover also. But they never said that it's also taruvas. See, how do you know that taruvas is also? You have to have a special lima. Eruv gemara says, Eruv minayin. We know Ben is also Eruv minayin. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that Taruvus is also asa, but Eruvo is a new halacha. It means that it's an oser b'taruvaso. So that they never gave a halacha like that by knas. And they never replied that they said it's oser ben, but they never said it's oser al yedei Taruvus. That's that father didn't go. So, but if it was nisarev on Pesach, so it's oser b'taruvaso meikir adin on Pesach. Now, whatever is also, if the Pesach is going to be also, because anything you over by Rabbi Yamatzei, Lacha Pesach is also. That's Chomet She'Ovel of HaPesach. The only reason why Taruvus Chomet Lacha Pesach is Mutter is because the Chefze Shel Knas is not also, but Taruv also. But if it was a Dover HaNesar, because it wasn't a Chefze Shel Knas, it was an absolute Chefze Shel Isser Tochimei HaPesach, of course it's going to be also Lacha Pesach, because that's the rule. The rule is anything you over by Rabbi Yamatzei and Pesach is going to be also Lacha Pesach. Right, is it? That I think is the real pshat. That I think is the real pshat. Okay, that Rashi says, Moshe Nachman says, Rashi says a similar pshat. Daf Lamed Omer Aleph? Okay, so what does Rashi do? Dibra Maschel what? Avo. Yeah, very good. Avo Lede Tervis Lover. Very good. Vafilu Shehiya Be'ene V'Over Alei Lokonis Lemesa Taruvis Delay. That's exactly what it's saying. Very good. That's the Mesa. There's no halacha that's an osur but taruvus. That they never gave such properties. It's mashma. Question. This brings us to another question, which I have. I mean, to me it seems one way, but Rav Moshe held the other way. In fact, question is, for instance, on kitnius. Do I say that there's halacha of bliya by kitnius, for instance? Okay. Well, you know what's the difference? The difference is. Oh, you just hit it? That's it. Okay. All right, it's the right time. Yeah. Yudalach, I remember this is the case like this. There was Yudalach Echolios Barav Shabbos. So you're allowed to eat the Shabbos meal with the cholent in the morning. Correct? So the cholent usually have bali. Not bali, I'm sorry. In the if you have bali in the cholent, so then of course you got to finish it up. I mean, and then before is Mani Surah, and that's it. But the question is kitnius. The kitnius. Let's say you don't use barley, so you use kitnius. Use beans. I mean, can't have shown without beans. So the question is, what is the status of the kli? See, so Rabbi Meisha held that you can't use the kli anymore because it's balua from kitnius. So in other words, what he was saying is that the issa kitnius is an issa that actually there's a din blia by the kitnius also. So you couldn't use that pot for Pesach anymore because you can't kasher it and it's balua from kitnius. See, to me it seems like a questionable thing. I know the Achranim go that way too. The Achranim say, if I'm not mistaken, hold it, there's blia. But I wanted to think about it. You see, there is a machlekes that you have that you can compare it to. You know which the machlekes is? There is a machlekes that you have that you could use as a basic model upon which to analyze this question. You know what I mean? The question is by Bishop Lachem. That's the question. Okay, you have a maid in the house. If you're not going to rely on the heter of a maid, which is not too good, but there is a daylight. But anyways, but if you have a maid in the house and she goes ahead and she cooks something for herself, she goes and makes a steak for herself, right? Something that's olah shochem lachem. Doesn't have to be a steak; it could even be a vegetable, potatoes. If it's olah shochem lachem, you have whatever. So you have the same problem. So now the question is that kli treif? Do you have to kasha the kli? That's the question. Of course, the food you can't eat, but do you have to kasha the kli? So it's a machlokes rishonim. The Rashban, the Rush. So if I'm not mistaken, the Rush is matir, because he holds that the only gzer is because of chasnas. So therefore he says, but balua, you don't say balua. The Rashba says, kol the tikkun rabbanan kein d'oraisa. So therefore he says, the pot becomes treif mid rabban. Because they made it, they rendered it into a cheftza shalism. Follows all these the halachas right there. Yeah, the question is now what's the machlekes, the Rush and the Rashba? What's the machlekes actually? According to the Rush, it's an isra achila, but the isra achila is under the framework of chasnas. It's really the mice is mice achila, but it's an isra chasnas. So therefore, it's not a cheftza shel isra achila. So that's why hold bliya doesn't apply. It's a gzera kos achasnas. But the gzera kos achasnas is an isra chasnas which takes on the form of achila. So what does that have to do with bliyas? You see, but the Rashba holds actually they gave it the status of a davar or also like chazer. So therefore now it takes on now all of your day. It follows. You see. Now the question is, how do you define the isra kitnius? Kitnius was a gzera from the genin. Was a gzera from the genin. See, to me it seems like it's mutter. I'll tell you why. You see, the answer is you can't say a gzera by the gainim. Gainim, because after stimas hashas, there's no real gzera. So all you can say is that it's a nihug. It's a nihug and a takana and a nihug, but not a real gzera. So once it seems to me that once you say it's a nihug, you can't say anymore, kol the tikkun rabbanan kein d'oraisa. See, the Rashba's argument is kol the tikkun rabbanan kein d'oraisa, which means to say that, of course, when the Chachamim make a takana, it has to have a tzuras of d'oraisa. But by kitnius, there's no rabbanan, because it's simply a takana sagainim. So it's a takana. So the takana was that you should be a zohir. You should be a zoyer from chametz. It's Allah in zehirus, and the zehirus should extend to this, to not consuming kitnius, because there may be some chametz there, but they never made kitnius into a cheftza shel chametz. It seems to me far fetched to say that they could do such a thing, because it's not called the tikkun rabbanan; it's only takanas againim. So if that's the case, there shouldn't be a din bliya by kitnius. But I'm not going to override the psak of the achrayna. But it seems to me that the question comes up all the time. You know, the question comes up when Ashkenazi goes to a svadi's house. I mean, that's the question. That's the question. It's hard to say they make kitnius into the heiminim. I mean, you can't do that. Chachamim can do that. The only thing they could say is that you shouldn't eat it because maybe there's chametz there. Yeah, one of the two reasons. One reason is because there may be some grains there, and the other reason is because if you allow people to do that, so then they'll come to. To what?
If you can need
a dough made out of rice, you'll be careless. So if you say the second reason because of being careless, then I can't see in any way. Then I can't see. In any way, it's saying don't do this because people. So it's a zehirus in the mice. There's no way that you could say it's a chefetz shel chametz. It doesn't make any sense. They're saying don't do this because it's not a real gzeira. It's a takana because they're afraid that people are going to. Sometimes the gainim, or it doesn't have to be gainim. The takanas of certain cities because they saw certain things are leading to kukulim. But that's not a gzeira drabana. That's only the action is asa. Because if you allow this action, we're afraid that people are going to do the wrong thing. It's not an intrinsic zero, say, culting Rabbanu Kain the Raisa. So then there wouldn't be any Din Blia for sure. But it seems to me, even if you say the other way, it doesn't mean they made a chametz. But what they said was that since people are not going to be careful to look at every kernel and to make sure, and since the rice, whatever it is, grows together with the wheat, so it'll come to a takala because it requires a very, very great vigilance to remove the chametz. So they said, well, we're going to ask it all together. Does that mean it's a chefetz shel chametz? It doesn't make any sense. If it's not the Rashba's argument of kol tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa, is a good argument when you're dealing with a takanas chachamim, a gzera, genuine gzera. But by a takanas aganim, it doesn't make any sense. Because after stimus hashas, you can't make any new gzeras. You can make a takana because of zahiros. And if you can't make exeris, you can't say kol tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa. This case reminds me of it, because you say if a dover ha'osa machmas knas, what do we say? That the chefza, and this is a real gzera, but we say, but the issa taruvaso, like Rashi says, they never gave it the properties of being osir but taruvas. So you see, even a dover knas, and it's limited as a chefza. And now you're going to tell me that something which was a takanas againim has an issa blia, very difficult. It seems to me that if the steam is shash, you can't create a chalas shem in the cheft of a of kol tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa. Just a nihil. Yeah, so the bay, yeah, that's right. So the bay says, if asked the question, the bay says, is how could the tour say that it's mutlash osam because the chom holds there's not even love, but it's only sur b'alma. And he says, but the gemara says al river below klum. But it doesn't say veruva mutter, so it's mashmitz asam adaraisa. So our question is, so what kind of an isser is it? It's not a lav, what is the isser? So we wanted to say that the isser is an isser, it's a kind of a chotzi shir. In other words, even though they hold there's no lav per se in this taruvis, which is a miktsas chometz, it's a qualitatively reduced kind of chimutz, it's a taruvis in the chimutz process, but nevertheless it'll be us, of course, it's like a kind of a chotzi shir. So therefore, the tour says, but Bali Ra, Bali Matzei won't exist by Chatzishir. Because Chatzishir is a separate issa. So the tour, the Beis Yosef is right that it's an issa deraisa, but the tour is right that even though it's an issa deraisa, there's still no halacha of Bali Ra, Bali Matzei. Because that's, according to them, it'll be reduced to an issa deraisa, but what kind of an issa deraisa? An issa deraisa of Chatzishir. Chatzishir, you're not chayev in Bali Ra, Bali Matzei, because Chatzishir is a separate issa. It'll be an Isser Achila, but what kind of an Isser Achila of Chatzishir? But that's not going to bring into play Bali Ra, Bali Matzei, because that's only an Isser Chometz. This is an interesting thing. I mean, it comes out, if you hold it to love, it means like the two grades of Chometz. Like there's an inferior grade, which is in a love, because Adet Arus, and then there's the real Chametz be'en, the actual chametz, which is a chayfas. Okay. Yeah, another way. What I said was like this: that in taruvas chametz, were you here?
No.
In taruvas chametz, in a regular taruvah, we take chametz and you ma'ariv the chametz with something else. In taruvas chametz, so you can't say the svara of Tom Kicker, Chaim Svara. Why? Because what's Reb Chaim Svar of Tom Kicker? Reb Chaim Svar of Tom Kicker is that the cheftza that's osur, the dover osur, is only osur in a certain situation where it contributes to the gedera. Yep. But so therefore, that's the form of the osur. But if there's a lav on taruvas chametz per se, it doesn't mean. What it means is that this substance of taruvus is a davar asr. So it's an issa cheftz on every bit of the taruvus. It's not asr because it's yesh bo chometz shenosein tam. You see, that's the issa per se. Taruvus is the issa per se. So you understand? And so therefore, the Rambam says very well, Taruvis chometz of malab mishim bali rabbi matzai. V'cholk is meil ra'aval dover sheyesh bo taruvis chometz v'en roi lachila reizim ut l'kaim ala pesach. But if it's dover sheyesh bo chometz, yesh bo taruvis chometz, not yesh bo chometz, because yesh bo taruvis chometz, because yesh bo chometz, that's an issa per se. It's not like in kol ha'tarakula. It's also because of no same time. It's also because of the love of taruvis chometz. But now if you take that taruvis chometz, and what do you do? And you mix it into something else, and you make it, and it's in a royal achila. So now the taruvis becomes a davar ha'osa. And now you're going to work with the general properties of tamke ikar. So therefore, if it's in a royal achila, it doesn't contribute to the kedera. So then it's not. It's in a royal achila. So then it's mutal akaima. Then you're not over by Rabbi Yamatzah. In other words, if you have taruvas chometz, so if you have taruvas chometz, which is also balav, and you mix it into something that's not chometz, so now the isser is taruvas chometz is a no same time, right? But if it's dover shein or rail achila, so there's no halacha, then it's not a no same time anymore. So therefore it's not osir, it's mutar l'kaima. Nevertheless, he holds apparently it's osir l'achla. You see, halachi bay seems like contradiction because it says davishness arv bochometz veina meichel adam klal, osheina meichel kol adam. Tigana triak, the kiyotz bar af pishemut lakaimo is aslochol ad lachar pesach, right? So yeah, you see, to me it seems like this. I mean, it seems that the Rambam's machalik between taruvas chometz and between davishness arv bochometz, right? Doesn't it seem like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Taruvas chometz is one thing, and davishness arav bochometz is something else, which would be in line with the way we explained the Rambam before, that by Sheikha Madi and all those things, that's really a genuine taruvas chometz, because it's the chimutz process, but it's the chimutz process incomplete, because it mixes a diluted chimutz process. That's taruvas chometz. That's also balav. But davishness arev bo chametz means when you take chametz and you just mix it, it's just mixed into something. Then the halach of tamkeik would apply. That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it seems to be clear in the Ram that there's two shemos, taruvas chametz and davishness arev bo chametz. Because why did the Ram just say taruvas chametz v'ena machol kol adam klal? He doesn't say that. He says davishness arev bo chametz v'ena machol adam klal. That works out very well. You have to see the Reb Chaim on this. So the question is, why is it Asa Bachila? So there we could say that the Rambam holds it's Asa Bachila because he holds that the reason why Chometz is B'mashu and Pesach is because Dovash Yesh Lomatirin. Right? Because the Dovash Yesh Lomatirin. So therefore, what he'll say is like this, that if the Taruvas Chometz or the Chometz Ben is Nisarev in something else, so if it's not Michael Odom, so then Bitoras, the Cheftza itself as an entity, it can't be Osa Bachila Midaraisa, because that's just that comes under the halacha of what? That comes under the halacha of Tam Keiker. It doesn't contribute to the it's Nifsa Mechila, it's not really Geir. So it's not Osa Bachila. So that's why it will be Mutal Kaimo. But why can't you eat it? That's another problem. That's the problem of, because what happened if you, insofar as you view it as a component of the entity, you see, contributing to the entity, that we say if it's not Michael Lodom saying it, you can't eat it, it's any real again. But insofar as it is a substance contained in there, it's also a substance in its own right that's simply contained in the mixture, in the kedera. So there we'd say that's bubble, ordinarily. We'd say it's bubble. But on Pesach, you can't say that because davar sheyesh lo matirin is not bubble. So therefore he holds it's asa b'achila. Why is it asa b'achila? Because bittul can't work. So insofar as it's a substance in itself, bittul can't work. So midrabanan it'll be asa b'achila. Because they hold davar sheyesh lo matirin is not bubble. That's halacha midrabanan. But in the deraisa framework, it is bubble. And in the Raisa framework, the only type of issa you can really create is an issa of real gear, not real gear. So if it's not real gear, it's not awesome. So So since it's not Michaladim, it's not really gear. Not really gear. So it's mutter. It's mutter, so there can't be any Bali Rab, Bali Matzah. It can't be Bali Rab, Bali and Bali Matzah on something which is Osir because of Davash Yesh no Matirin is not Bali. In other words, Davash Yesh no Matirin suspends the entire process of Bit. So now I have to look at it under two frameworks. As an entity in the mixture, you see, in terms of Tom Kicker, and also I have to look at it as a thing in itself. So as a thing in itself, ordinarily say it's bottle, because it's mixed into the Gedera. But if I say Dovah Shiesh no Matirin is not bottle on Pesach, that's what Ram holds, that's why Mashu is also. So you suspended the process of Biddle, so now you can't eat it in the Rabban. It would seem from the Ram that the Yisra is an Esther Rabban. And that's what the Ram says in the end, Filu Ein Bo Ela, what is it with Lashon over there? El Ein a Kolshu. That's the Ola Lach of Kolshu. Mashu but Pesach is also. So the Ram is very nice, because he brings in Kolshu, because that's the appropriate reference to, that's actually the halach over there. Now why is kosher wasser? Kosher was wasser because Dovah Shiesh no Matirin. And that's the same reason, that's also. He's saying very good. In other words, according to Reb Chaim, Bittel B'Shishim is not a positive phenomenon, it's simply the absence of Tam Kikar. But you can't beg out of here with the Ram, because the Ram doesn't have the Ram as Shishim is Draban. Right, okay. But you're right. It's the absence of the Tom Kicker. And the absence of Tom Kicker. Right. It's suspending, yes. So those are going to suspend the process of Bittul vis-a-vis the particles. Particles. That's as a substance. So you have to look. So you have to look at the thing in the Kedera on the two frameworks. Insofar as it's Ma'ur of the Kedera, and contributes to the Kedera, and also insofar as the particles of Isra, it contains particles of Isra. So now it says bottle, insofar as particles. But here we say, but Dovah Shiesh no Matirin is not going to be bottles; it's going to be Isra. Okay, yeah. The thing like this, the question that they ask on the tour is, why is he equating these two cases? Why is he equating the case of the Bala Iter with Rav Natrinoi Gan? Because two different things. The Bala Iter is talking about Ba'an and not Ba'an. Nasis Malach and Nasis Malach. And Rav Natrinoi is talking about the case where you have the Chitim in the raisin wine. And then he says a strange thing. If you know for sure that from the Chitim something came out, something was expressed from the Chitim, then it's definitely Yosef. But if you don't know, ain't Tzarech Lavaris. Why is it a suffix of the Reis L'chumra? Right? So we said like this. We said that they hold, they have a different concept than the love of Taruvas Chametz. They hold the love of Taruvas Chametz is not that the Taruvas is a substance of Issa. And every inch of the Taruvas is intrinsically Issa. You see, a new Issa. But they hold that the Issa is because of the Chametz Sheba. But the Torah asa the Taruvis because the Taruvis is a secondary form of the Chametz. In other words, the Torah asa not only the Chametz itself, but anything which partakes, even in extended form, if it has the character, it's also because it has the characteristics of Chametz. You see? That's the way they learn. Right? A new idea in the love of Taruvis Chametz. That Taruvas Chametz is not Osir. There are three possibilities in Taruvas Chametz. Either it's Osir like an ordinary Taruvas, but you stamp a special love on it, but it's the same concept as the ordinary case, or else you say no, like we were saying until now. That Taruvas is itself. It's different. It's not because of the Chametz Shabar, but that every inch of the Taruvas is Osir as a new substance of Isra. That's the second possibility. And the third possibility is that Taruvas Chametz is Osir because of the Chometz Sheba, but not in the ordinary sense. Here's a new Issa, that it's an extension of the Chometz. That not only is Chometz Osir in its original form, but even if it has the characteristics of Chometz, it's also Nasa. Yeah. Now, if you say the characteristics of Chometz, that's the concept of Taruvas Chometz. In other words, Taruvas Chometz, where it's diluted, but it still retains its form. So they hold that then you can't treat it like a regular substance, like an ordinary substance of Isser. Because since the nature of the Isser is not, it's not a the substance that's Isser. It's also because it has the characteristics of something else. That's the nature of the, it has the, it's also because it has the accidental features of the chametz. If that's the nature of the Isser, the moment it changes, it's not Isser anymore. So that's why if it's nasis by malacha, so now it's lost the characteristics, so then the Isser of the lav can't apply. Same thing is true, that's why it says also by the chitim. That if you know, if it's evident in the this is what I mean by if you know. If it's evident in the raisin wine that there was chametz in there, so now it has the characteristics. But if you don't know, it means it's not evident, there's no Isser. Because the Isser is only because it has the characteristics of chametz. So that's why he groups them both together, because there's a different concept in the lav of Taruvus chametz. The lav of Taruvus chametz is not because, like the ordinary case, it's a mixture of chametz, yesh bo chametz and a kedera. It's not because it's a new substance of Isser of Taruvus chametz, but it's also because of the chametz, but the Isser is because it has the features of the chametz. That's the Isser, that's the characteristics of the chametz. So then that kind of an Isser, you can't go any further, because that's the Isser. The Isser is these characteristics. But once you change something, it's not Isser anymore. That's really the Balita. Sorry, that's the Balita. And the same thing, he holds the same idea in Rav Natronoi. Because why doesn't he say it's a Suffolk? Suffolk the Reis of the Humra. But the answer is, what he means is, if it's evident in the Kedera, in the Yayin, in the raisin wine, so then you could say characteristics are there. But it's not, if it's Suffolk, it means you know it's not evident. So then there's no Isser at all. Yeah, Taruvus is Isser because it's accidental chametz. It's the accidents of chametz. The features of chametz. In other words, the Torah didn't just Isser chametz. It Isser, really, it shouldn't have Isser Taruvus chametz. But it Isser Taruvus chametz because it has certain characteristics of chametz. Secondary extension. An extension of the Isser, a secondary kind of an Isser. That's right. That's why it's also Vishia, because the substance is still there and it's not butl on Pesach. Even a Mashu. So in terms, that's why it's also Vishia, right. That's correct. That's why it's also Vishia, but it's not Balav. I mean, this really proves, it seems to me conclusively, that Taruvus Chametz that he's talking about, because the last halacha he says Taruvus Chametz, that the Rif holds, that there's no Isser, Rif Pasach Chum, Shein Lav Taruvus Chametz, Lav Chametz Nukshe, Lus Draban, Lufizem Mutal La'arvo, Betchil Lufne Pesel, La'ashoso, Ad Lacha Pesel, Lusay Hiskim Adoni Yavar Roshal. And he says, but it's Dafke, Shein Betaruvus Tam Chametz, Kigon Elu, Shein Osna L'kiyo Ba'alma, just to give it sharpness. Avom yesh bo tam chametz machaven lav tam kikur, and also for that's kazayis pachtei chilas pras also is no good. So you see that he holds that. So in other words, the question we asked was, what difference does it make if it has the lav or if it doesn't have the lav? If there's no tam, so it's not a terubus chametz altogether. And if there is tam, so then he says it's also because tam kikur. So why is he saying, so what benefit do you have from the rift that holds that there's no love? I mean, Mamanashach, if there's Tom, it's Taruvus Chametz. No Tom, there's no Taruvus Chametz. So the love doesn't matter. It's Lomai Lomori. That was the question we asked, right? Yeah. Because he's saying the rift holds that what? That it is no, there's no love. Right. And what if you hold there is a love? So what? You still need, the love's going to be in Taruvus Chametz. If there's no Tom, there's no Taruvus. It's bottle. But the answer is like this, that this shows you, I mean, it supports what we were saying before. In other words, like this, that when you're talking about the chametz itself, how it's nesarif, then you go with the general rules of tam kikur, kzayis b'chdei chilas pras. But if we hold that there's a lav on taruvus chametz, that's a different concept. That means it's not also kos of the chametz, but it's a new substance of Isser. So that's why even though it's a, what do you call it? Let's say it's lekiyua, so it's a but they put in lekiyua. So but it's a process of chimutz, a diluted kind of process of chimutz. So if I hold that's balav, I don't care if there's no time. I don't care if there's no time. You see, it doesn't matter because this diluted process is awesome. It's not, and the cheftza, every particle of the cheftza is osur because of the lav. It's not that this cheftza is osur because it's yesh b'chametz. So that's why he says very well, he says that if it's the process, then there's no problem because the rifel is no lav. But that won't help you with regard to the cheftza, where there's a tam ki ikra kezayis b'chlei achilas pras, because then you apply the rules of ordinary Yisrael. But all the Rif is saying is that there's no such thing as a cheftza shel taruvus. Because if there's a cheftza shel taruvus, it won't matter if it doesn't give a tam. Why? Because then it's a that's one. In other words, if it's a cheftza shel taruvus, the only time tam ki ikra plays a role is where you want to answer it under the principles that it contributes to the kedera of the tam, the principle of tam ki ikra. But if you're going to tell me that both, when the mixture itself is completely usher, has nothing to do with the tam. There's no concept of tam ki ikra. I don't need the tam. That's why the kiyui will be awesome. Because what do I care about this mixture, this diluted form, every part of the diluted form is an issa b'fnei atzma. It's very good. It fits very well. So the nafkamina will be where there's no tam. Because if you're asking it because of the chefsa shel chametz, so then you have to use the rule of tam ki ikra. No tam's no problem. But if you're asking it because the mixture is asa, so what do I care if there's a tam? The tam has nothing to do with it. It's still a mixture. That's an important concept. What? But it shows you also another thing. It answers an old question that we had. That what do you mean by tam? Does tam mean the... let's say you want to know if something is no same tam in a kedera. Does it mean the original tam of the thing? Or does it mean it adds to the tam? Do you understand what I mean? There's two possibilities. That was always a problem. But here you see clearly it resolves the problem. Because it says where it's given the kiyuha, which means it does change the tam. But it's not the original tam of the chametz. So you see that just to give a new taste is not considered tam. Tam means the, and it makes sense, tam or shalissa. So that's why now we'll answer the question. Let's say, for instance, you see in a product they put in something. So you say, why did they put it in? They put it in for tam. Yeah, but that doesn't mean the tam of that thing is in there. It means it somehow or other creates a new dimension of tam, different kind of tam. Yeah, you're right.